15. Jesse had barely settled into his desk chair after lunch when Healy came into his office. This time he was dressed in his familiar brown suit and not done up like a country club gigolo. Not only was the captain's attire back to normal, but so too was his cop face. Jesse was glad to see this version of his old friend and colleague. He hadn't dwelled on Healy's news about retirement, though seeing him again today in his usual getup made Jesse realize just how much he would miss having Healy around. In spite of the gap in their ages, they had a lot in common. Healy, like Jesse, had been a minor league baseball player, a pitcher in the Phillies system. Both men were good detectives, blessed with the skills for finding killers. Both had a powerful sense of right and wrong. And until very recently, both were more than fond of blended whiskey. With that in mind, Jesse had made sure to make a special purchase on his way home from work the night before. 2 days in a row, Jesse said. But I can see by that look on your face that this is business. Healy plopped a file onto Stone's desk. That's the preliminary report on Geno Fish. I don't think you're going to like what it has to say. You could have faxed it to me or mailed it. Healy shook his head. Since I had to go over to Salem, I figured it was just as easy to drop it off. Salem? What happened in Salem? Double homicide. Locals wanted some help. You look like you could use a drink. Something else going on? The wife, Healy said, burying his face in his hands. It's not great news. They're going to try meds first. Jesse pulled a bottle of Tullamore Dew, Healy's favorite Irish whiskey, out of his bottom drawer, and put it up on his desk. He placed a single red plastic cup by its side. He said, "You look like you could use a drink." "Even if I didn't, I'd have a drink of that. But I thought you said, I can't have you putting in your papers and remembering me badly." He poured a finger of the light amber liquid into the cup and handed it to the captain. Healy held the rim of the cup up to his nose and breathed in. "Are you sure you don't want to join me, Jesse?" "I'm sure I won't. I'm not sure I don't want to." "Sláinte. To your health." Jesse raised his empty hand and said, "To your wife." "To the old gal." Healy raised the cup and sipped. When he lowered the cup, he stared into it as if into an abyss. A tear formed in the corner of his right eye, which he wiped immediately away. He put the cup back down on the desk and Jesse refilled it, putting the bottle back in his drawer afterward. He waited for Healy to regain his composure and said, "So, tell me about Salem." Healy looked up. "A woman came home early this morning from a cruise. You know, the cruise that's been all over the papers? The ship where everyone on board got one of them viruses and had to come back to port?"
"Paradise doesn't have a newspaper anymore, remember?"
"Boston does. And there are these new things called TVs, radios, and computers, you know? Even your damn phone will read you the news."
"I've been a little preoccupied lately."
He considered explaining about Jen's wedding, but decided not to. "Anyway, this woman returns home and sacks out for an hour or two. Wakes up and realizes she doesn't have anything to eat in the house because the cruise was supposed to last for 6 weeks. When she goes to the detached garage for her car, she notices drag marks in her gravel driveway. She opens the garage door and finds the bodies of an elderly neighbor woman, her dog, and an African-American man in his 40s she has never seen before. All three with 2 bullets in him. Turns out the black guy is a cab driver for a local company who was called to the address at around 2:15 in the morning."
"Cab gone?"
Healy nodded.
Jesse asked, "Robbery gone wrong?"
"Don't think so. Nothing missing. No forced entry."
"Professional hit?"
Healy shook his head. "We're talking an 82-year-old woman and her shih tzu, Rags."
"The cab driver then?"
"No way the killer could have known who'd be picking him up. And it's Salem, Mass, for Christ's sakes. If the killer wanted to rob a cabbie to make some money, he should have gone to Boston. None of it makes any kind of sense. Especially the murder weapon. Looks like a .22.
and this guy could shoot. The old lady got one to the head, one in the pump. Driver got two in the head. Forensics guy thinks one of the shots was through the windshield. Glass fragments on the body. Healy made a pistol out of his right thumb and forefinger and shot it. The second bullet through the back of the head. Contact wound. Guy even got the dog in the noggin. Like I said, it makes no sense. Sometimes things don't. Healy stood. Good point. You might want to remember that when you read through Fish's case file. Now, I got to get back to the office. How was the golf lesson? Instructor says I'm a natural. You think you said that to a new student once or twice before? Healy laughed. Maybe once or twice. When Healy left, Jesse flipped open the file on Gino Fish's murder-suicide, but he couldn't concentrate. The murders in Salem were gnawing at him. Only he couldn't put his finger on why.